It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got a couple members of the cast and a member of the tech crew for the latest production at USU Eastern, Robin Hood. Basically, it's a retelling of Robin Hood. I know that's not the name of it, but it's a retelling of Robin Hood. We're going to get into that and talk all about it. I've got MacArthur Cottom, Nellie Heaton, who are in the show, and then Jackson Sparks, kind of a tech guy behind the scenes. And the exciting thing about this show is you're going to get to see it here in Carbon County at the theater, but then they're going to take it on tour. So I'm going to spend some time talking with Jackson about what that means from a tech standpoint as far as the theater tour is concerned. MacArthur, Nellie, and Jackson, thank you all for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Of course, no problem.
So let's actually, Nellie, we're going to start with you. I like to follow a lady's first rule around here.
All right.
So, Nellie, let's talk about the show itself.
Okay, this show is a very fun, very exciting, happy show, I think. Lots of adventure. So it's called Sherwood, The Adventures of Robin Hood by Ken Ludwig. And Corey Ewan is our director at USU Eastern. I'm just going to give you a little synopsis.
Go right ahead.
So packed with thrills, romance, laughter, and immortal characters like Little John, Friar Tuck, and Maid Marian, Sherwood, The Adventures of Robin Hood tells the enduring story of a hero of the people who takes on the ruthless powers that be. So get ready to deck a quarterstaff or two. You won't want to miss a moment of this swashbuckling fun.
So this is going to be a really fun, fun show, it sounds like.
Yes.
And we had talked right before we came on the air, of course, as far as family-friendly. We're going to rate this about a PG.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, and there is, I believe you were said, there's some language in it. Nothing really
yes.
major that you wouldn't see on TV. Maybe
yep.
some violence because we've got a fight in a Robin Hood show, right?
Yep.
But other violence. Than that, pretty tame as far as that goes if you want to take everybody out for this one.
Yep, I would say so.
All right, so Nellie, let's talk about your character in the show.
All right, I play Maid Marian. And this Maid Marian is not a damsel in distress. She's kind of a fighter. She's a warrior a little bit. Some would even say a better archer than Robin Hood himself. She would anyway.
I was going to say, let's talk about those sums. But if she would, then we're good to go. So let's talk about what, you know, I always like to ask people, how many shows have you done?
With USU, I've only done one.
Uh-huh.
But I did theater all throughout high school, so this is probably my fifth or sixth show.
All right, and it doesn't have to be this one, okay? They will understand. Is this probably the funnest role that you've had? Have you enjoyed this one the most?
I would definitely say so. This is the biggest role I've ever had. A lot more work, but a lot more fun as well.
And another question that I like to ask is, you know, you try and learn something from every role that you have. What are you going to take away from this one? What are you learning from this one?
I would say learning to maintain an accent has been a real challenge for me because I haven't done it like this before. And also just the amount of work that goes into such a big character, learning work ethic and putting in the time.
All right. So, and once again, this is going to be a great show, a lot of fun. Let's go ahead and bring MacArthur in. And MacArthur, you told me that you get to be the bad guy.
Yes, I'm playing Prince John in this.
And so, question, what's funner to play, a good guy or a bad guy?
Oh, the bad guy by a wide margin. At least in this one, you get to see a few of my henchmen long before I even make an appearance, but when I do, it's a grandiose entrance befitting of royalty.
Of course, as it should be with Prince John. So let's talk for a moment, kind of the same question that we asked Nellie on this one. What kinds of things are you learning in this role?
Oh.
And is that the toughest thing? Is the accent, holding up the accent, the toughest?
I'm going to be real. It's a lot of the movement for me. The movement itself is a bit complicated, and especially when I'm put in that costume, it gets a bit iffy and it gets a bit taxing, but it's doable and it's really fun.
Is it one of those heavy costumes?
Yes. It's especially under those stage lights. It's heavy, it's hot, but it's fun, and it takes a lot to keep composure in
but
it.
But it's oh so worth it, right?
Oh, yeah.
and you really enjoy playing the bad guy in this one.
Oh, very definitely.
All right. So let's go ahead. Let's bring Jackson in now. Now, Jackson, you're on the tech side, so nobody comes to the show. I mean, somebody may, but not a lot of people are going to see you on this, but you're behind the scenes. So what did you do on this show?
So I will be running the light board, so I will be making sure Mac and Nellie here get light. Unfortunately, heat does come with it. But I feel like while yes, the actors have a major role in it, the lighting and sound really help set the mood for the scene.
They add a lot. Yeah, they add a lot of stuff. Now, as I said, this is one of those shows that, and we're going to talk about the tour here in just a moment, and kind of how long we've been waiting for this one. But logistically speaking, from a tech standpoint, how big of a deal is this tour going to be?
I would say it's a very big deal because, for example, someone like me and actors do it too. Throughout their career in theater, they might choose to go to different places. So by going on this tour, not only does it introduce me and the actors to different theater spaces that they could work in the future, but also the people that work in that company. So I think it's a very good opportunity for people because it broadens their horizons, especially because with theater, it is very much about connections and knowing people in the business to continue this career.
So let me rephrase the question because that was great. But like, I mean, we're packing up a show. We're packing up, you know, everything that we know as far as that goes. So you guys, are you going to show up like the day before to set up lights or how is that all going to work?
So from what I understand, how it will work is we'll do the shows here in Price and then when we move, we'll load everything into a truck, take it to the location, and then while everyone is setting up, I and some helpers will set up the lights so everything can be running smoothly.
So you're going to have to go through and adjust lighting and all this stuff for every show.
Absolutely.
Usually where you have, you know, a week or so to at least get it just right. Now you're less than 24 hours more than likely.
Yes.
So a little stressful maybe. But it'll be all right. It'll be fun, won't it?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So let's go back to Nelly, and let's talk about, between you and MacArthur there, let's talk about show times, dates, ticket prices, all of that good stuff.
All right. So to start off with dates, the 19th through the 21st here in Price.
And it's at the Geary. It's on the big stage at the Geary,
yep,
correct?
It's in the Geary Theater.
And if you haven't been to the Geary in a few years, so much work has been done in the Geary. The sound is perfect. The lighting, everything is perfect now. So get in there and enjoy that. Now, what about ticket pricing and where can we get them?
All right.
Ticket prices are $15 for an adult, $10 for a senior, faculty, staff, and alumni of Utah State. Including Eastern is $8. USU students get in free due to some of the stuff student government has been doing. And students 12 through 17 in like high school, $10. Children 6 to 11 get in for $6.
All right, so get on up there. Have some fun with this show. Once again, it runs Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the 9th through the 11th, and then again starts up on the 19th. Through the 21st, is that correct? I just want to make sure I'm getting that correct. And it's going to be at the big stage at the Geary, and then they're going out on tour with this one really quick. Where are some of the places that you guys are going to go with the tour on this?
We are going to UVU to perform at a UTA theater conference. We are also traveling to Canada, I believe Lethbridge, Canada, and then Logan. And I know we have one performance in Tooele as well.
And then, once again, this is going to be a great time. Get on out there to see this show going on at the Geary Theater on the campus of USU Eastern. Jackson, Nelly, and MacArthur, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and join us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.